This Handley Page Halifax B Mark II was built in 1942 under contract by English Electric Limited at their Samlesbury factory near Preston. It served with 102 Squadron and then with 35 Squadron. In 1942, it crash-landed on a frozen lake in Norway during an attack on the German battleship Tirpitz. Although the crew escaped relatively unscathed, the aircraft sank beneath the ice, where it remained until rediscovery in 1971. The story of the crash and subsequent recovery of this Halifax is told on the panel to the right of the aircraft. The aircraft is displayed in unrestored condition as a tribute to the bomber crews of the Second World War. This gives us a unique opportunity to see many features of the aircraft that would normally be hidden. As you can see, the cold, fresh water of the lake has kept the aircraft in good condition. During the recovery operation, 8,000 rounds of machine gun ammunition were found inside, as well as survival rations, first aid kits, and even a pair of navigator's gloves neatly folded inside a drawer. When the aircraft reached the surface, it was found to have much of its original paint scheme intact. Unfortunately, once exposed to air, this peeled away. The red colour you can see on the fuselage is actually inhibitor spray applied to arrest further corrosion. The Halifax was one of the RAF's wartime heavy bombers, along with the Avro Lancaster and Short Stirling. It was powered by four Rolls-Royce Merlin engines, giving it a maximum speed of 282 miles an hour. You can see three of the engines displayed here, the fourth burned away during the crash. One of the remaining engines has been fully restored by the Medway Aircraft Preservation Society. These engines drove three-bladed wooden propellers, and if you look closely, you can see the remains of these attached to some of the engines. This Halifax had a crew of six: a pilot, two wireless operator air gunners, a flight engineer, a tail gunner, and an observer who also acted as navigator and bomb aimer. If you look at the front of the aircraft, you can see the nose turret, which has been fully restored. Below this is where the bomb aimer's position would have been, although this part of the aircraft was torn off during the crash. If you crouch down, you can see the small space in which the bomb aimer operated. In here would have been a cushioned ramp for him to lie on, a bomb sight, two control panels, two ammunition boxes, and a parachute. Now walk round to your left. Through the damaged fuselage, you can see the remnants of the navigator's station. All that remains is his instrument panel, but there would also have been a table and lamp for the flight charts, as well as various navigation instruments. If you look up towards the glazed cockpit area, you can also see the pilot's position. As you continue to walk round the aircraft, you will notice that the starboard wing is partly missing. This is the part of the aircraft that caught fire during the crash. You can see quite clearly how the wing was constructed with its aerodynamic shape. The leading edge would have been armoured and had cable cutters for slicing through barrage balloon cables. Without these, the aircraft risked becoming entangled in the balloon cables and crashing. You can see examples of these cutters on the museum's Lancaster. As you walk towards the tail end of the aircraft, you will notice the dorsal turret on top of the aircraft, a feature that was introduced on this mark of Halifax. Early Halifaxes had waist guns, like the ones you can see on the museum's Liberator and Flying Fortress, but these were considered to be ineffective. At the rear of the aircraft is another turret, the tail turret. This was the lonely station of the rear gunner, who would have spent many cold hours cooped up here with just a parachute for company. If you climb the steps at the rear of the aircraft, you will be able to get a closer look at the tail turret and also see into the fuselage. The Halifax was more spacious than its contemporary, the Lancaster. There was even room inside for a toilet and two rest bunks. The larger interior size meant that the Halifax crew stood more chance of bailing out than crews flying in the Lancaster. The Halifax was one of the mainstays of Bomber Command during the Second World War. They made over 75,000 bombing sorties, dropping more than 233,000 tons of bombs over Germany. It was also a highly versatile aircraft, serving in a variety of other roles, including dropping paratroops, towing gliders, maritime reconnaissance, anti-shipping operations, meteorological reconnaissance, and as a transport aircraft.